Those who decided to leave, please do your best to keep your voice as low as possible. Jazakumullah khairan. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وأن يجعل التفرق بعده تفرقا معصوما. Yesterday, indirectly, I mentioned the story of Al-Ta'if. Do you remember? My point was that Azhari, who felt at a certain point that since 40 days I'm not able to realize what kind of suffering that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ faced when he went to Al-Ta'if. Today, we'll try to know what is the story of Al-Ta'if and to take two or three lessons from this. This story basically is one of the most amazing story of the amazing character of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how or what he was holding within himself towards us, amazingly. And it deserves a full lecture, at least 1 hour, like in a very quick minutes. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he decided to try like a new phase in Dawah. Most of the people in Mecca, they are not responding to him. So he decided to go to Al-Ta'if, tens of kilometers from him. So he went walking with one of companions, if I'm not mistaken, Zayd bin Haritha, who used to be Zayd bin Muhammad, was called. Look what happened now. The people of Ta'if, in general, the leaders, al-mala of them, they were so wicked, so bad to a degree, they did not just decide just to refuse listening to him, which is from one angle, they can do it, simply we don't want to listen to you, that's it, they can do it. It's not just they decided, those big leaders and those who control the society, they did not just leave the place where he was talking with the people, no. They decided to do the following horrible thing. They gathered the people when they know that he was, look, he was going there just to tell him about the new religion. Plus, at that day and up to this moment, you know, Arabic culture, the guests, you know how much what kind of degree you must honor the guest. He's a guest now, he's the guest of the city. Even if you disagree with him, even if you don't like him, there's some kind of cultural duties. He's a guest. Sometimes you feel shy not to respect him. Yet, they welcomed him by gathering the slaves, the kids, and the bad people in the society in two rows, and they started stoning him. Look, saying bad words, stoning Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to a degree. Zayd radiallahu anhu, he was trying to protect Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his body. Both of them complete their bodies from the back up to the end of their bodies, they were bleeding. You know, it was not just once, they kept stoning them till both of them, they were full of blood. Plus, one of the kuffar of Ta'if, he told him something amazing. Wallahi, when I read it, it did something amazing in my heart. He said, أَمَا وَجَدَ اللَّهُ غَيْرَكَ أَحَدًا غَيْرَكَ يُرْسِلُهُ. He said, hey, you, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just say it, hey, has not God found anyone else rather than you to send? It's a sign of what? Insulting with the highest degree that you can ever imagine. Which means, you, even if you want to send someone, let him find someone else. You, just you, like this. Look. He was insulted psychologically. He was insulted and hurted physically, and he was bleeding. Now this is the event. Look to the reaction, amazingly. Look to the reaction and to see what is the reality of the beauty of this religion and the prophet of this religion. They kicked him out physically and psychologically, bleeding and fully insulted, fully hurted. Now he took like a rest next to one of the gardens, understand? And he said the following dua. He started saying the following dua. قال اللهم إليك أشكو ضعف قوتي وقلة حيلتي وهواني على الناس. أنت رب المستضعفين وأنت ربي إلى من تكيلني إلى بعيد يتجهمني أم إلى عدو ملكته أمري؟ إن لم يكن بك غضب علي فلا أبالي. أعوذ بنور وجهك الذي أشرقت له الظلمات وصلح عليه أمر الدنيا والآخرة من أن ينزل به سخطك أو يحل علي غضبك. لك العتبة حتى ترضى، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك. والله I swear by Allah, maybe if you want to gather the languages of earth, you can't translate this dua. You can't. It's amazing. It's amazing. Ya Allah, ilayka ashku. It's just to you. He was completely putting himself with the full humility before his Lord. Ya Allah, I am under your protection. He was saying, Ya Allah, look what I'm facing. The core point, Ya Allah, are you angry from me? Look to the core point. إِلَّمْ يَكُمْ بِكَ غَضَبٌ عَلَيَّ فَلَا أُبَالِي. Ya Allah, have you forsaken me? Have you left me? Ya Allah, if you are not angry from me, I don't care. This is the first lesson. He has done nothing bad against anyone. He was receiving a bad reaction. He was physically hurt, psychologically insulted. The normal human reaction, Ya Allah, why me? Ya Allah, I've done nothing. Ya Allah, I'm your beloved prophet. Common sense or not? He was not focusing on the bleeding, the hurt, the insult, nothing at all. His focus was, Ya Rabbu, in lam yakum bika ghadabun al farwa. Ya Allah, are you angry from me? If not, I don't care. What is the lesson now? This is for me, for you, and for all of us, if you wish. When you face a disaster, when you are facing a hardship, when you are facing a hit by the will of Allah, let your priority to ask Allah, Ya Allah, are you happy from me? Are you angry from me? Forget everything else now. Because this could be a punishment or could be a test you don't know still. You have no idea. Now, if you want to follow the steps of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, first priority, Ya Allah, are you angry from me? Ya Allah, just give me a sign. Is there a problem between you and me, or it's something else? Please let me know. إن لم يكن بك غضب فلا أبالي. أعوذ بنور وجهك الذي أشرقت له الظلمات وصلح عليه أمر الدنيا والآخرة. I seek refuge by the light of your face. And he started praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال من أن ينزل بي غضبك أو يحل علي سخطك. I seek refuge by the light of your face so as not to face any kind of anger that comes from you. Look, now this is the first lesson. The second lesson which I will finish. Now after a while he kept walking, and here comes the amazing gift and the amazing lesson of our khatira. Jibreel alayhi salam came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is mentioned in the hadith al-sahiha. قال يا محمد إن الله قد بعثني وبعث معي ملك الجبال. قال يا محمد, the archangel Gabriel, peace be upon him, came and he stood before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال يا محمد, O Muhammad, Allah has sent me and sent with me the angel of mountains. And in one narration, the angel of mountains came and said, Ya Muhammad, إن الله بعثني وأمرني أن أأتمر بأمرك فلو شئت لأطبقت لك عليهم الأخشبين. أخشبان هما جبلان حول مكة. He said, Ya Muhammad, Allah has sent me and He commanded me to put myself under your commandment. If you wish to take the two mounts of Al-Akhshaban, there are two huge mountains to the two sides of Mecca. Because the main cause reason of his disaster was the people of Mecca, because they kicked him out, they have not responded. Look now, psychologically, try to understand what happened. Someone who was kicked out because of a group, he was insulted physically, hurt physically and insulted psychologically, bleeding and completely in a very difficult psychological. Now, the mightiest power in the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has sent one of the angels and he put himself under his commandment, telling him, this is an open check. You just name it, write the number. What do you want me? Do you want me to vanish them, burn them, kill them? And if he did, no one will blame him. Because Allah gave him the permission. قال أتمر بأمرك. Allah has sent me and asked me to be under your commandments. I believe, I think any one of us, on top of you, I myself, I will ask him to destroy them. I can't. Wallahi, and I'm talking about myself, I can't. It's amazing. What is that? قال لا ولكن ادعوا الله لهم لعل الله يخرج من أصلابهم من ينصر هذا الدين. Said no, but please make dua for them so that may Allah bring from their offsprings some people who will support this religion. What was his priority? Forgiveness and someone to support the will of Allah. And by the way, at that moment, hundreds of people who became Muslims later, they were living in Mecca and Al-Ta'if. On top of them, Al-Ta'if, Abu Hurairah, he was not Muslim at that time. Rawiyat al-Islam, the biggest narrator of Islam, he was a non-Muslim at that time. And hundreds of big Sahaba that we know, still they were in Mecca, what? Mushrikeen at that time. Look to the reaction. It's one moment. He was given the full permission. His reaction was amazingly. Look, he dealt with the non-believers, his enemies, in this way. What about our relatives and the close brothers whom we are fighting for silly reasons? La ilaha illallah. If you want to be followers of Muhammad, this is the role model. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.